Great, keep those packs open. Here we are, first evening meeting at Repton Sports Plus. What a week we've got ahead of us. Serious sports action for the serious sports person. So much to look forward to. But here's a question to talk to with a person next to you. 30 seconds. If you could be world number one in any sport, which sport would it be? And how would you feel if you got there? Okay, world number one in any sport. Next person next to you, off you go. Hold those conversations there. Let's come back together. Maybe you can carry on that conversation with your team later on as you're heading back to the house. I wonder if anyone said golf. Very much in the golf season at the moment. And dominating the golf scene is American golfer Scottie Scheffler. He's current world number one. He's been world number one for around 150 weeks. He's won 4 major championships, 17 championships on the PGA Tour. He's married. He just had a little boy last year. He's won millions of dollars in prize money, gives quite a lot of a charity, and he's pretty well respected on the golfing tour. Scottie Scheffler, living life to the full. I wonder, as we begin to consider that theme this week, I wonder where your mind goes as you think about that phrase, life to the full. Happiness, maybe winning, achievement, greatness, maybe relationships or being loved. These are really good things, aren't they? Really good things that we strive for, that we desire. Now, I've not met Scottie Scheffler, but before the Open Championships a few weeks ago, he said something which sparked some fascinating conversation in the sporting world. Maybe you saw it. This is what he said. He said, there are a lot of people that make it to what they thought was going to fulfill them in life. You get to number one in the world, and they're like, what's the point? I really do believe that, because what is the point? Why do I want to win this tournament so bad? See, Scottie Scheffler has made it to the very top of his sport. He said that he enjoys his sport, yet he admits that it doesn't quite satisfy, doesn't really give him full life. And maybe you know something of that feeling as well. Maybe as you come to Sports Plus this week, you've had a really good year. Things are going well at school, things are going well in sport. Maybe you've just done your exams. But you know that when you get to September, you've got to start all over again. Or maybe you've come to Sports Plus this week and this past year has actually been pretty tough. It's been hard with friendships. You've had a tough season of sport. You've tried to find things to kind of make you feel better, but nothing's really worked. Or maybe you've come to Sports Plus and you're a Christian. Sports Plus is one of the best weeks of your year and you're thrilled to be here. But you know that when you leave camp next week, it can feel a bit flat. We've got a brilliant opportunity this week to explore what life the full really is. What does the Bible have to say? What does Jesus have to say about life to the full? Now, another question, just 10 seconds this time with a person next to you. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, just one food, what would you choose and why? Go for it.
Yeah, oh.
I wonder what you said. I reckon there was a few chocolates going around, maybe a few ice creams. But I wonder if anyone said bread. Anyone say bread? Or maybe a few people. There we go.
Cool.
Now look down at your verse in your workbook, top of the page. Before Jesus said this, he'd been doing some pretty amazing miracles. He'd been healing people. He'd just fed over 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. There'd been crowds following him. They're like, who is this man? What's he doing? They want to know who he is. And this is what Jesus said to the crowds listening. Have a look down with me. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Oh, you know that feeling when you're absolutely starving? You've maybe had a massive training session or a big competition. You're on the way home. You can't wait to get back for dinner. You've got hunger pangs in your stomach. You're anything like me, you're a little bit hangry when you get to that point. Well, Jesus says to the crowds, and he says to us, that we are all hungry. He isn't talking about physical hunger. Jesus is saying we're all hungry deep down to be filled and to be satisfied on the inside in our hearts. Now, I wonder, when are the moments for you in life when you feel most satisfied? Maybe it's that moment when you open your exam results and you've got the grades that you were aiming for. Maybe it's the holiday that you've been waiting for all year with your family and your friends, and you're in the car ready to go. Maybe it's finally getting that new phone that you've saved up for all year, and you get it out of the box in pristine condition. Or maybe it is being top of your sport. You made it to the county team, the national team, international championships. Oh, these are good things, aren't they? Good things to celebrate and to enjoy. Back to Scottie Scheffler, he said something pretty interesting about these big moments in life. Look what he said. He says, it feels like you work your whole life to celebrate winning a tournament for like a few minutes. It only lasts a few minutes, that kind of feeling. Now, we're not all elite sports people, but I think we know what this feels like, don't we? As soon as you've seen the results of your exams, you or maybe your teacher is already setting your next targets for A-levels or university. That wonderful holiday with family is followed the next week with an argument with one of your siblings. Or the next phone comes out and yours suddenly feels pretty old and pretty boring. Or the thrill and the joy of sport is followed by injury. Or not getting selected for the next match, or the disappointment of losing. Now, it might last longer than 2 minutes, but it's a constant cycle, isn't it? It's like when you walk up a mountain and you think you're at the top, you think you're at the peak, and then you turn around and you see another peak over there, and you've got to keep going. It's a constant cycle of striving. Are you hungry? Jesus says we're looking to be filled in the wrong places. In fact, in this verse, Jesus makes two huge claims to suggest that he is the only one who can give you life to the full. First thing is that Jesus claims to be God. Look again at what it says. Look down with me. Then Jesus declared, I am... Whoa! That woke a few of us up. Now, we quite naturally use the phrase I am to describe ourselves, wouldn't we? I'm sure you said it this week as your team leader has asked you something about yourself. I am in year 9. I'm a hockey player. I am from Birmingham. But for the people listening in John chapter 6, when Jesus said the words I am, there'd have been an alarm bell or a siren going off in their head. You see, this is not the first time that someone has used the phrase I am to describe themselves. The people listening to Jesus would have known the Old Testament of the Bible super well. And their minds would have zoomed back to Exodus, the second book of the Bible, where a guy called Moses meets God himself. You see, at this point in Exodus chapter 3, God's people were in huge trouble. They were in a foreign country. They were stuck. And God was about to send Moses on a mission. On a mission to rescue his people, to bring them home. But Moses was understandably pretty terrified at this mission. And he said to God, God, who are you? How do I know I can trust you? And God replied by saying this. He said, I am who I am. What does that mean? I wonder, think in your mind for a moment, who would you say is the GOAT, the greatest of all time in sport? Have a think, just in your own mind. Who comes to your head, the greatest of all time? I think we in sport, don't we, think of the GOAT as being the strongest, the fastest, the most successful, the one with the most trophies. And I'm sure we've all just thought of different people. Well, Bible says that God is the ultimate goat, the goat of all goats, and there's no one else that even comes close. He cannot be compared with anyone else. There is not one word or one phrase to describe him. But God, I am who I am, means he is the creator of the whole universe. He knows absolutely everything. He is not surprised by anything. He has always existed. He will always exist. He will never, ever, ever change. Your mind just wants to explode, doesn't it? This is God. This is what he's like. God says to Moses, and he says to us, this is who I am. Therefore, you can trust me to give you everything you need. And what's more, back in John chapter 6, do you see what Jesus is saying? Do you see what he's saying here? Jesus is claiming to be God. When Jesus says, I am here, and six other times, John records in his book, Jesus is claiming to be the ultimate goat. That's some claim, isn't it? So firstly, life to the full can be found in Jesus because Jesus claims to be God. And finally, Jesus claims to be the bread that ultimately satisfies. Look down at the verse again, one more time. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. When Jesus says, I am the bread of life, he means I am the bread that gives you life. Just as bread is a staple food that is needed to take away physical hunger, Jesus is the one who can take away the hunger pangs of needing to achieve to be satisfied. He says, I will give you a deep joy that is not dependent on the circumstances and situations in life which so often change around you. So that I will give you a deep satisfaction that will last forever. Jesus says experiencing life to the full is not about what you do. It's not about what you have. It's not about how clever you are. It's not about how good at sport you are. It's not about how popular you are. Yes, enjoy the good things of life, like we talked about earlier. Work hard for them. Strive to be world number one. But know that they won't fully satisfy. They won't last. They'll eventually let you down. This week, we're going to hear more from John's account of the life of Jesus, the life-giving encounters that Jesus had with people. We're going to read about some of the other big claims that Jesus makes. And John really helpfully tells us why he has written this book. All the things we're going to look at this week. Look at what it says in John chapter 20. It says, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. John has written these things down in this book so that you would believe who Jesus is. And that by believing, you can have real life now and for eternity. Believe that Jesus, the bread of life, can satisfy your deepest need. We have got a brilliant week ahead. Such a great week ahead of sport and fun. But will you make the most of investigating these claims of Jesus? We talk to people, talk to team leaders, look into God's word, like what he's saying to you.